Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by thesoberclub.com. I'm Genuinely Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quitlet authors, and sober heroes. And welcome to the podcast. This is Genuinely Grace at Christmas Eve. Well, that's when I'm recording this. So I hope you are all set for the big day. And I don't know when you're listening to this. It might be after Christmas, of course. But I hope that you are all fully prepped up. If this is your first sober Christmas, then you know exactly what I'm going to say. Enjoy it. You will be actually present for Christmas. It will be my fourth sober Christmas, or will it? Sort of, technically. I am 4 years sober on the 30th of December. I'll be 4 years sober. So no doubt I'll be shouting that loud and proud. You might have seen the article that I was part of this week in the Independent, the Independent app and online. David Barnett wrote a piece on what Christmas is like for people who choose to be teetotal. And there was myself and another couple of contributors. And he was really generous, allowing me to share some tips about the positive approach, you know, because so often we talk about not drinking as being such a miserable thing, and people suffering and having to avoid pubs and having to, you know, really kind of grit their teeth while everyone around them drinks. And of course, my whole ethos is let's change that approach completely. You are literally missing out on nothing. So let's focus just on what we're gaining. And he was really generous. He quoted me, you know, exactly what I'd said, which is really rare for a newspaper journalist. So I appreciated that, David. And it was a good piece, I thought. He, you know, included my tips on giving people a heads up before you go out so that your friends and your family do get a bit of a heads up as to what's going on. Otherwise, the shock factor can be too much for them. And of course, keep the ritual, change the ingredients. Of course, get the great drinks in and the healthy snacks, because you might find yourself a bit more hungry. And absolutely plan ahead and keep playing that tape forward as to, you know, what it is you want, how you want to feel the next morning, all of that stuff. You know now, you've heard me talk so much about doing your prep. Loads of information at thesoberclub.com. There's a blog post there on how to rock your Christmas sober. There's some lovely little recipes for Christmas cheats and treats, I think I call it. So yeah, there's some sugar involved, definitely. But, you know, who cares? Lots of great ideas for mocktails. And of course, alcohol-free mulled wine, which is just a winner at this time of year. It really is. But you can really use kind of any alcohol-free mulled, alcohol-free red wine, or even pomegranate juice, you know, mixed with apple juice. And this is the spices that make it. You know, you stick a few cloves in an orange and put some lovely spices in and warm it gently. And it's just fab. We had a lovely Christmas gathering last week. And there were a few people there that drank alcohol, but pretty much everyone was delighted to have the choices that we put out. The alcohol-free mulled wine was a winner. And, you know, we did a few kind of options on mocktails and put a little station out with the various drinks people could choose from, and some artisan tonics, and then a little bit of lime. And, you know, it's a help yourself, pimp your drink thing. So I absolutely know this works because I've done it, even with friends who are big drinkers. If you are suffering from the sober shamers, then just don't tolerate that. You know, I know we probably all used to be like that at one time, but just don't tolerate it. It's actually drunk people that are boring, not sober types. So have yourself a fantastic festive season, whatever you are planning. And then looking ahead, you know, that Twixmas period between Christmas and New Year, you know, that can be a tricky time for people when they're kind of thinking about the year before. I mean, everything is so uncertain at the moment, and there's so much fear around that I suspect that Twixmas time may not be that jolly, in fairness. So, you know, my top tip really is try and use that time. If you're not working, you're not mad busy, try and use that time for reflection. It is a good time to kind of release what you no longer need and focus on what you want to carry forward. If you are starting out on your sober journey, fantastic time to just really focus on stepping into your new sort of sober identity. And don't just plan to do dry January. Of course, it's a great kickstart, but you know, plan a bit further on than that. Set yourself 90 days, or as I said last week when it was the solstice, how about going solstice to solstice? And then, you know, you'll never look back, will you, after that amount of time? Anyways, to that end, we've got a lovely little live Zoom event on the 2nd of January, Sunday the 2nd of January. As you know, the live event that I was doing was cancelled. The organisers had to cancel that one. So I'm just going to do something on Zoom. It's open to anyone who can make it. Tickets are limited, of course. It's only £7 or something. I'm going to put the little ticket price into our Sober Club Give Back Fund. I want to boost the coffers a little tiny bit there, because we've got this great Sober Club Give Back Fund, which supports people who can no longer afford membership. So tickets are only £7.50. I think they're £7.50. And you'll be very welcome to join us. If you get in quick, go to thesoberclub.com, click on events. It's called Setting Your Intentions. And the great news is William Porter, author of Alcohol Explained, is going to join me for the first part of the session and talk about beating cravings, talk about the whole psychological approach to actually doing what you want to do, what you've set out to do, hanging on to whatever it is that you've resolved. We know that New Year's resolutions don't work. We just set ourselves up to fail. They're always a waste of time. But setting your intentions, properly setting your intentions for what you really want for the coming year, that absolutely can work. So William is going to chat to us around beating cravings, around really, really making sure that you stick to what it is you've said you'll stick to. He's fabulous at the kind of logical approach to it all. And then I'm going to take you through a kind of a full workshop, really. And we're going to look at what you want to release and what you want to focus on for the year ahead and how we do that. We'll do a little bit of EFT tapping, which I'll talk more about in a moment. And we'll do a meditation, a short meditation to release what you no longer need. Loads of time for Q&As. It'll be a long kind of 2.5 hour workshop, about 11 o'clock on Sunday, 2nd of Jan. And obviously, you know, we'll have breaks, and bring your notebook, bring yourself a lovely new notebook. Speaking of which, of course, I've got the Sober Club Health Journal, if you're interested in that. And it'll be great to have a catch up, really, on Zoom. So check that out. It's at thesoberclub.com. Click on events and you'll find the link there. Mentioning EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, as I'm sure you know, I've spoken about it before. It's something I trained in many years ago. I occasionally do use it with clients. But bizarrely, I've never really properly featured it on the podcast before. And I don't even know why. Because in Happy, Healthy, Sober, in my book, Peter Don, who is a leading EFT trainer and expert, wrote a great piece for us, a great contribution to the book, all about EFT and how it works and how it can be so helpful for behavior change and changing habits, and also for reducing stress and anxiety. So I've actually invited Peter's wife along onto the interview. We did a session with Tamara Don in the Sober Club, exclusively for members. But before that, we did an interview with Tamara, and she explains to us, you know, what EFT is. I'm sure you'll all have heard of it one way or another. You'll have heard of people say, "Oh, try tapping," and you probably think, "What on earth is that?" So Tamara explains and does a little example for us. So I hope you enjoy this. It's something a little bit different. But you know, that's the kind of thing we do in the Sober Club. We bring all kinds of different stuff into the frame, because I think it's great to know about anything quick and simple that can help you bring down anxiety, bring down fear, help you focus on what you want. I mean, what's not to like, right? So enjoy the interview, and I'm going to have to remind myself to remind you that the audio book is out now. It's talking about Peter writing that section for the book. The audio book's out. I can't believe it. How long has that taken? But it's finally out. Happy, Healthy, Sober, Ditch the Booze and Take Control of Your Life is now out in audiobook. Well, it took forever, but it's there. So maybe you want to treat yourself for Christmas, or I mean, it's a nice gift for somebody somewhere else in the world, right? Because it's all digital. So anyways, enjoy the interview. My guest is Tamara Don. Tamara, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to chat to you. I mean, we've known each other for years. You are, of course, queen of EFT, along with Peter, your husband, king and queen of EFT. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, but we'll talk about more about that in a moment. And you know, you guys do the most amazing work within EFT as practitioners and trainers. But also, you've just published your first book. How exciting!
I'm so excited. It's taken a long time, but it's called Frazzled to Fabulous in 5 minutes a Day. And it's for stressed, overwhelmed and exhausted mums to help them regain their calm, enjoy their kids and get more done. And I just have to mention that one of the mums who has followed my program has said that it stopped needing her that glass of wine at the end of the day. Other people have said it stopped them needing chocolate and all sorts. So yeah, that's like one of the fantastic side effects of tapping.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, most of us here certainly know about the mummy wine culture, that's for sure. Really, you know, such a great book. And the fact that, you know, I love the title, because the fact that it's Frazzled to Fabulous in 5 minutes very much appeals to someone like me, who is extremely time poor. And, you know, we've just been having conversations in the Sober Club about meditation and about the importance of having a morning routine of some kind. And, you know, we talk a lot about morning pages and journaling and meditation and using things like Insight Timer or whatever it might be. But always, I'm very mindful of the fact that a few years ago, if you'd have said that to me, I just would have just thought you were bonkers and just run off, you know, run a mile, because there was no way I could even contemplate sitting for half an hour doing any kind of meditation. It just wasn't going to happen. Neither would really any other kind of modality. So the fact that you're kind of giving me permission in your title is super welcome.
Absolutely. And most mums that I know, and people in general, they're so stressed at the moment, juggling so much. And what happens is that people don't create time for themselves. And what I say is, you've got 1,440 minutes a day. All you need is to find 5 minutes for yourself, and it can be even on the toilet or in the shower. Yeah. So we can all find that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just dig into it a bit then. For those people who are not quite sure, most people have heard of tapping, but just break it down then and just tell us exactly what EFT is.
Absolutely. So as you said, it stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. It's also known as tapping, and it's been popularized by Paul McKenna. And it's basically acupuncture for emotions without the use of needles. So if you go and have acupuncture, they put needles in various points. And instead of using those needles, we actually tap on those points with our fingers. Most of them are on the face. And it sounds really, really weird and wacky, I know. But what it actually does is, as you're tapping on these different points, it has a calming effect on the amygdala in the brain. Now, the amygdala is responsible for the release of cortisol. And as that calms, your cortisol releases and reduces, and all the stress hormones, and that allows for you to feel calmer, more relaxed. And from that place, you can make good choices and decisions. Your health improves, as we know, when we're calmer. We can move away from fight and flight and into thrive. So that's in a nutshell how it works. Mm.
So what I found really interesting about EFT when I first trained was that the reason I thought that I wouldn't get on with it, because, as you know, I was extremely skeptical before I did my training. In fact, I trained with you guys, and I seem to remember that Peter offered me this training, and I seem to remember I threatened him and said, well, I'm not going to train with you because I like you as a person and I don't want to write a really awful review. I'll feel bad about it. So I'm not going to do it. That's how skeptical I was. And he said, no, it's good. Bring it on. And of course, my mind was changed, obviously. But the thing that I found difficult about it at the beginning was that the fact that within EFT, as you tap, you state the problem, right? Now, that to me, back then, didn't seem to quite fit, because I'd done a lot of work with, you know, Louise Hay and affirmations and even NLP, where much of the talk is positive and we state everything in the positive. We don't talk about the negative. I mean, even within the work I do now, you know, language is really, really important, isn't it? And so, you know, I won't let anyone say I'm giving up drink, because we're not giving up anything. So I'll only let people say I'm ditching the booze. No one's allowed to say I'm giving up alcohol, because you're not giving up. So language is really important. So tell us about this concept of stating what's going on.
Absolutely. So Louise Hay, and I think you might have mentioned this before, the queen of affirmations, she says you can't clean a kitchen.
Yeah, that's true, until you can see the dirt. That's true.
Yeah. And what we're doing here, we're not rolling around in the dirt. We are just acknowledging the dirt, because you don't close your eyes and just try and clean your kitchen. You have to look at what you're cleaning. So we're just naming it. We're acknowledging it. We're not making it bigger or smaller, because it's present. It is there. Now, when we don't acknowledge, when we push things away, it's like pushing things under the carpet. It can make them bigger. And here we're just lifting the carpet up. We're looking very respectfully, with a lot of compassion and a lot of acceptance, so that we can then bring that to the conscious awareness. And as we bring it to the conscious awareness, we can start releasing it with the tapping. So it's not going against the affirmations and the law of attraction. It's simply acknowledging what is.
So what kinds of things have you found then that EFT can be beneficial for?
Oh my God.
How long you got?
The sky's the limit. The sky is the limit. So I've worked with police officers. I've given a lecture to 200 police officers. And they are using it. There's so much PTSD in the police force, prison officers, teachers, school counsellors, parents, children.
I mean, that's the beauty of it, really, that it is completely safe for everybody and non-invasive. So, you know, it does work beautifully with kids. I remember when my kids were small, they had one of those tapping teddies. And that was really cute. You get like little tapping points on a teddy. Tell us about how it helps someone who wants to make behavior change. Because obviously there'll be people listening to this who are thinking, well, I wonder whether, you know, that's something that on some small level I could do for myself, which might help calm me down when I'm triggered and when I'm craving or when my mind is racing.
Absolutely. So EFT is so simple that you can use it yourself. It's not something that you have to have done to you. If you want to have it, if you want to work therapeutically, then by all means, it would make more sense to see a practitioner. But as a self-help technique, it's very, very good. And if you are getting triggered, let's say you're wanting, you know, you've got your cravings and you're feeling that it's coming up, then in that moment, it would be fantastic to do some tapping. However, unless you've made tapping your habit and your go-to place in when you're stressed, it's just not going to happen. So what I always say to people is, step number one, make it your habit. And how do you make it your habit? By tapping 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes. If you can't do 5 minutes, do one round of EFT, which I think we might get time to explain what that means. But literally, just make it your habit. Because once it's your habit, when you do think, oh my goodness, I want that chocolate cake, I want that glass of wine, whatever it might be, you'll be like, oh yes, I can tap. And it will just, you just do a little bit of tapping, and it might be enough in the moment to just get the intensity down, so that you think, yes, self-compassion, self-love, choosing a different route to whatever the reason, the motivation was to reach out for whatever you're reaching out for.
Tell us about how we ascertain how we're feeling, you know, the how you know, the kind of naught to 10 principle.
Okay, so zero, so what we do, well, there are two different scales, but the 0 to 10 scale, so on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the strongest emotion, 0 being calm, light and peaceful. We like to say clap, calm, light and peaceful. That's what we're aiming for. So on a scale from 0 to 10, what is the intensity of your emotion right now? What's the need right now to have that drink? What is the intensity of the anger? What is the intensity even of a headache? So you can use it on all different things. Even aches and pains can reduce when you do some tapping, as long as it's not a medical condition.
Yeah. And so tell us a bit more about what's in your book then, you know, just before you maybe share a little example with us of how we can bring down our stress a little bit. What's in the book?
Okay. So basically, what the reason I was motivated to write the book is because a few years ago, I ran a 30-day challenge for hundreds of mums. And I said to them, just do 5 minutes of tapping a day and you'll regain your calm, enjoy your kids and get more done. And I thought that's all that would happen. But what blew me away was the fact that there were incredible side effects, like I've stopped craving things, like I said, glasses of wine, bars of chocolate. I stopped needing to spend money on myself to make myself feel better because I feel so good. Sleep improving, aches and pains and disappearing on so many different levels. Husband saying, what have you been doing? Because you look so good and you seem so happy. So other people noticing. And I thought, I really want to reach more mums. So I then kind of, after a long period of time, I got my book together so that it becomes really, really accessible to as many mums as possible, because it's so simple. Mm-hmm. And it's not rocket science. And within 30 days, you've kind of like created the foundations of a habit. And then you've got it for the rest of your life. Not only that, but you can use it on your children, and it's fantastic in parenting. So when you get triggered by your children, if any of you are mums here, I don't know, then you can tap to calm yourself. You can teach it to your children, and then children grow up with this powerful self-help technique literally at their fingertips that they can use for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, at the moment, there's no doubt that there's a lot of fear around, a lot of people feeling very wobbly. A lot of people listening to this, it will be their first sober Christmas. So they've got that stress going on, or sober New Year's Eve or whatever it is. So they're conscious of that. They're conscious of, you know, family members, relationships. I mean, Christmas just kind of amplifies everything, really, doesn't it? The good and the bad. And at the moment, you know, there is absolutely no doubt that in the UK there's this kind of underlying level of fear and uncertainty, which is sort of permeating absolutely everything. So how could tapping, and what's this sort of simplest way that all of us could just use something really, really, really simply to help bring us down a bit from that fight or flight stage that we find ourselves in so often?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just going to do a very short explanation and also a very short tapping routine, which you can join along with me, as long as you're not driving, that is. And Jamie, would you be willing to be my echo on this? And everyone else here can join in along if you'd like to. But if you do join in, then you agree to take responsibility for your own well-being. So when you tune into the festive season and you think about the kinds of things that Janie's mentioned, you know, whether it's your first sober festive season, family dynamics, all the triggers that might kind of lead you back into that behavior. When you think of that, and I'm going to use the global word stress, when you think of that stress on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the most intense, 0 being calm, light and peaceful, where would you put your level of stress about the festive season right now? And make a mental note, or you can write that down. And then what we're going to do is we're going to do a very, very simple round of tapping. So I'm going to ask you to just do what I do and say what I say. And if you don't like what I do or say, don't do it. But put your hands in the center of your chest, which is also the heart chakra. And just repeat after me, acknowledging all of this stress.
Acknowledging all of this stress.
And then just take a deep breath. And then we're going to come to tapping on the top of the head with all your fingers. I know it might sound really weird, but, you know, just go along with me. And just say, releasing this stress now.
Releasing this stress now.
And take a deep breath. And then coming to the beginning of the eyebrow. You can use either hand, either side. It really doesn't matter. You can even use both hands if you'd like. And just say, releasing even more of this stress right now.
Releasing even more of this stress right now.
And take a deep breath. And then on the side of the eye, end of the eyebrow. And as you're tuning into the festive season and where you're at with it right now, just say, I'm acknowledging how I'm feeling right now.
I'm acknowledging how I'm feeling right now.
And take another deep breath. And then under the eye. And I'm open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility.
Of feeling a little bit calmer.
Of feeling a little bit calmer.
And a little bit lighter.
And a little bit lighter.
And take a deep breath. And under the nose, bringing more acceptance to myself.
Bringing more acceptance to myself.
And more compassion to myself.
And more compassion to myself.
Just the way I am.
Just the way I am.
And take a deep breath. And on the chin point. So that I can feel even more calm.
So that I can feel even more calm.
And even lighter.
And even lighter.
And take a deep breath. And on the collarbone point. So the collarbone point is just to the side of the center of your sternum. So just with the whole palm of your hand. And just say, so that I can bring more hope.
So that I can bring more hope.
More peace.
More peace.
More joy.
More joy.
Into my experience of this festive season.
Into my experience of this festive season.
And take a deep breath. And lastly, under the arm, which is on the bra strap for women or parallel to the nipple for men. And just say, even more peace.
Even more peace.
Even more hope.
Even more hope.
And even more joy.
And even more joy.
For this festive season.
For this festive season.
And the year ahead.
And the year ahead.
And take a deep breath. And finishing off with the hands in the centre of the chest again and say transform and transform. Take a deep breath.
I feel so relaxed.
Good.
I try to do EFT for myself because I'm trained in it. I try to do it for myself and I find it quite hard to do it for myself. I find it much easier if I'm tapping along with someone.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a common thing, but anyway, yeah. It is amazing how even just that action of putting your hand on your heart and taking a deep breath before you even start the tapping makes such a difference, doesn't it, to our state?
Definitely. Definitely. And if you did want to do it yourself, there are hundreds and hundreds of YouTube videos on tapping, my own and lots of other practitioners tapping that you can follow along to if you don't know what to say yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Tamara. I really appreciate it. It's a great little introduction as to how we can bring down that stress, because really, ultimately, that's it, isn't it? It's when we get into that fight or flight mode that the problems happen. You know, when the fights break out on Christmas Day or on Boxing Day or on New Year's Eve or whatever it is, that's, you know, when we can just feel that tension rising. That's it's just a case of knowing in this moment I'm safe. Right. In this moment, I'm OK.
Yes.
And from that place, you know, so much more magic can happen, really.
Definitely.
Great. Thank you, Tamara. I really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing for that little routine with us. I hope you have a fabulous Christmas and New Year. And I'll put the details of where to find your book and all of your work on the show notes. If you just want to give us your website and then we'll put everything else on the show notes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and wishing you all a very happy Christmas and New Year. And my website is frazzled to fabulous in 5 minutes a day.
Thank you. So the link's all going to be in the show notes. And don't forget as well, if you are a member of the Sober Club, we've got that private little session that we did as well, where we did lots more stuff with Tamara, lots more tapping stuff. And if you want to become a member, you know what to do. It is thesoberclub.com. Another reminder then for our event on the 2nd of January, 11 a.m. on Zoom. William Porter is joining me for the first part. And then they've got a full workshop on setting your intentions. Go to thesoberclub.com. And click on events, and you'll find all the information there. I've also got my health journal available if you're interested in that. And Happy, Healthy, Sober, the audiobook is out now. Just throwing forward in time, if we are still able to go out, then our Champneys weekend is the 8th and 9th of January, self-care and sobriety. And we do have some spaces left on that one. So check it out if it's anything of interest. And then January the 23rd is our Family Constellations Day, which is in Hertfordshire. Really looking forward to that. First one was just amazing. So all that's left for me then to say is I wish you such a fantastic Christmas and New Year. Whatever you're doing, I just really wish you peace and joy and happiness. And I don't use those words lightly. I really do mean joy. It's not a word that I used to use at all before I ditched the booze. I really didn't know what it meant, other than perhaps for children, or, you know, if you're in an evangelical church. But once you ditch the booze, once you're able to step into the authentic you, then you do get a sense of what joy might mean. And I genuinely wish that for all of you. If you're struggling, please, please reach out. You absolutely don't have to go through this alone. It can be difficult. I'll grant you that. You know, the first time you do something like a Christmas or a family occasion or a party or a social occasion without booze, it does feel kind of weird. It's almost like you're watching yourself from afar. But, you know, that's no bad thing. Just become really conscious and aware and just keep checking in. The difference is, hopefully, you will notice your thoughts. You'll notice the wine witch actually saying to you, come on, just have one. You know, your mom, your dad, your auntie will feel better if you just have one. Now, utterly ridiculous. It doesn't affect anybody else what we choose to put in our mouth. So end of any more than it would if you were vegan or vegetarian. They can have their turkey if they want to. You're good. So exactly the same principles apply. It's just getting our head around this ridiculous, persuasion and glamorizing alcohol in our society. Anyways, so reach out if you're struggling. There is lots of help available. Don't try and do this on your own. If you do want to join us in the Sober Club, it's very low cost. It will be a lot less than you'll be spending probably just for Christmas Day on booze. And of course, you can leave if it's not for you. But there's so much connection and just amazing support there. So do check it out if that's of interest. Obviously, please follow me on social media, and I'll see you same time next week. I will be doing another podcast just before New Year, when we'll have a little look back at the year and some of the favorite, not necessarily favorite, but some of the clips that we might just pick out to rerun. And of course, looking ahead, setting your intentions for New Year. Happy Christmas. Thank you so much for being amazing listeners. I don't think I say that often enough. I'm hugely grateful. I know there are people who are really loyal to this podcast and listen to every single episode. Some people go right back to the beginning and listen to all the archives, you know, well over 150 podcasts. And I'm super grateful. I really am. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you to all my amazing guests. Obviously, I couldn't do it without them. So I'm hugely appreciative. I'll see you, it won't be next year, will it? It'll be next week, just before next year. I'll see you then. Happy Christmas. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by The Sober Club. Please rate and review. And if you want support, accountability and inspiration, and you want to live your best life without the booze, check out thesoberclub.com.